Hello, everybody. This is Terry Laundry with the T-Theory Observations update for 2009, September 27th. We are showing you just one picture, one graphic this time around. You'll see, if you open up the PDF file, you'll see the mystery T came out okay. As you remember, that T is defined by the peak in March, and then the oscillator low. There's basically three lows, anywhere from May to early July. And the one that I put in there, I put that over in the lowest oscillator low. But if you move it over, you get a little bit further. That's the mystery T top. We've come down. You can see in the oscillator, I have it written in red down there. You're coming down to an oversold condition. You've had arms ratios of basically, I guess it's about 2.3, 2.0, and 1.7. And so you're getting into you get a number of days getting to be down to the point where you're going to start to make a little bottom pattern around the oversold condition, all probability, then turn up. And the next turn up, we come into the T, which is basically the advanced decline T. I have drawn a number of those in my last report, and I won't be duplicating that because I'm doing my company's business reports next week, because we're closing out the quarter. It's the mystery T as far as the left end is concerned, and the center post is put between the double bottom and the advanced decline line. That T is somewhat nebulous as where it's going to come out, because it could be anywhere in the first half of October. So, there's a lot of latitude there. But it turns out there's an easier way to solve that problem, and that is to say that if you get an oversold condition in the volume oscillator here, what happens is the nice thing about the volume oscillator, which uses a difference between two exponentials of one twice as long as the other, is that everything is completely symmetrical, and that is that if you look at the history of where you get sort of this last gasp rally, because you're going up to this T that sometime in October, the minimum you always get back up to from an oversold condition is the zero line. So it's more important to watch what the oscillator does coming up and see that it gets up to the zero line. Then if it tops out there, you're pretty sure that that was sort of the last gasp, because that's the way they let you out. It's just like in a bull market, when you take off and you're very overbought, you can always get almost always get an entry point by just looking at it to come back from an overbought condition down to zero, which is neutral. In this case, this is what you get out by going from oversold up to zero, and then you should get out. However, it's entirely possible that if the oversold condition is motivated by some stupid news or something like that that's going to get rectified, that the oscillator will actually go up to the long cash buildup line, which is in progress, which is the long green line. In that case, you'd go up to it's where the scale says 580, which is that's the S&P scale, but that's where the line, that's the point on the graph where you would go. So what you're really saying here is that there is this other T, which is bigger than the mystery T, and it's approximately slid over, like a half an inch on this chart, or not a half an inch, but a week and a half maybe, or a week. What you're going to end up with is a top towards the middle of October, but it's going to be over by the time you get to mid-October. But what you're going to run into is the ambiguity as to whether it's the oscillator has gone to the zero line, which means it's more important to sell, because that was the last burst of strength and you couldn't get up to the green line. On the other hand, if you go up to the green line, then that's pretty good. And that will help answer the bigger question, which is, if you see up in the channel, I have a couple of vertical lines. They have one back in the July period, it says 8%, and the one that's to the right, it says 16.5%, and it says be here in red, which is the downside target if you go across. That comes from envelope theory, which is another there are envelopes which we have to calculate by a long set of formulas that give me the red line, the black line, and the green line. Those levels are interesting in themselves, but the conclusion in envelope theory is that all market corrections can either be from the red line to the black line, which is a half width channel because the total width is the red to the green, or it's a red line to green line, which is twice as much. Because this volatility is always symmetrical, the market either is going to make a half width change or a full width change. So you have the choice between two numbers, and the point is it won't be anything different when it's all done. Now the 8%, you notice that the 8% decline, you notice it went below the black line. But if you measure that from the top, which occurred in June, you see it was never really up to the red line. So if you measure from the toppy pattern that went along in the month of June down to that low in early July, you'll find out that that is the width of the half width. It is the right percentage. It's just that it didn't get high enough. And so it's actually quite true that not only does the red line catch the tops quite accurately, but it is actually 8% for a half width case. That's taken out of the history of new bull markets, and that when you go from the first tee, these T's are not shown on here, but you go up the first T, you only come back 8% because everybody was always writing and telling me that it's going to go down to the March low, and that's what they're all worried about. So the bull market carries that climbing the wall of worry business, okay? But if you look at bull markets in the past, you find out that although that's true, by the time you finish the second T, it turns out, and then Bernanke comes out and says the recession's over. Everybody's sitting around, all the dumb money is trying to float into the market now because they think, oh, everything is okay. But that's where you tend to get the bigger one. And so just on that basis, we would say that it's probably 16%. And so that's what my management company is thinking. So that's what I'm working on. The question is whether that's, but anyway, envelope theory says it has to be one or the other. It's a binary possibility. It's as though there's a coin. You have a coin that one says 8% or half width on it. Then you calculate that half width is 8%, and the other side of the coin says full width, which is double that other number. And you flip the coin. It has to be one or the other. It's not going to come up with a 12% decline. It's either going to miraculously hold the 8%. Correction, or it's got to slip down there, then it's going to rally again, then it's going to slip down. It eventually becomes 16%, roughly speaking. So you have to decide on that, and that's the tricky part. No sense in making the decision until you find out how high you can get to the volume oscillator, because if you can get up to the green downtrend line, you get yourself into a lot more interesting cases where you get a little bit more bullish, and so you think more towards the bullish case. And if it only gets to the zero line, it's pretty much definitely it's a 16% in all probability, assuming that T was correct. Okay, so that's the only thing. Now, I did put down the link on the my company, which is my company's name is American Shareholders, but we do amshar.com. And I am posting some material there, which is somewhat different than the material of the tutorials, because I have to. But it's a public place. You don't have to have a password or anything to get into it. That is I'm going to be posting the best bond strategy updates with some new charts, because that's basically for use in our advertising and so forth. But anyway, you could go over there. You can find some other things that are interesting. Our accounts are up 32% year to date, and it's based on the best bond. 75% of it is based on the best bond concept, and it's very, very difficult to get those on because they're yielding 7.5%, and the 7.5% is what people want, and so it's a little more complicated. But in volatile stocks, so you got to get a sell point someplace on this one if you're a trader. I don't know whether you, if you're a long, I doubt anybody here is really a long-term investor, but if you wanted to be a long-term investor, I'd say it's more promising if you can get up the green line, and because it's trying hard anyway, and it's not likely to die. Okay, so that's all I want to do for today. We'll get into it. I will put a special update on next week, because If I can find a way to decide whether that's the zero line or the green line is where the volume oscillator has gone. And so that's sort of have to wait and we'll see on that one. Thank you.